We have a blessing in our parish here, which is St. Joseph's Church, Glastool, part of the Dunleary area. And every year on the first Sunday of October, which is the Sunday usually nearest to the feast of St. Francis of Assisi, which is World Animal Week, we invite families to bring their pets along to the blessing ceremony. The vast majority would be dogs, and the church is always full for the ceremony. But this year we had at least six cats, we had a couple of rabbits, we had hamsters, and there was an African parrot. And the people come in their numbers, as I say. The mass is extended. The secret of the blessing we have found here is going around the church at the blessing part to sprinkle holy water on each of the animals. A quick word with the family, the children, the father, the mother, and again the smiles are there, and we can see how people are enjoying it. But we do it in a very Christian fashion, because the animal, whichever it is part of the family. It's a family pet, and pets are given to us by God, and that is the reason that we have this blessing, to emphasize the importance of pets in lives, to impart the importance of being kind to animals. There is a great deal of cruelty in Ireland to animals. We're reading constantly about it in the paper, to dogs, to cats. This can happen very much around the time of Halloween. To donkeys, it's very widespread in the country, the cruelty. And we point that out, and it's really an education process for people. It's a very happy ceremony that we have here each year. We have it, I should add, if I didn't say in the beginning, it's during Mass. They're all in the church. And people often wonder, who have never been there, is it very noisy? And there's only the odd bark. It's extraordinary how the dogs can get into the atmosphere like adults and like children in the church. There's very little, and they're able to hear everything that is said in the church.
It's fascinating, isn't it? But do your colleagues think you're mad?
My colleagues, no. Well, my colleague this year, he came out to the, I've just one priest here with me, he came out to the front of the church to see what was going on, and he was delighted with what he saw. Nobody thinks we're mad. It's generally accepted here now. We're doing it for 7 or 8 years, and as I must emphasise, a very happy day. Far from being mad. It's a joyful ceremony.
I mean, I suppose particularly when you're doing it on the day of St. Francis of Assisi, and in his tradition, he was very strong in believing that, all God's creatures were represented here on earth, or, you know, all creatures were representative of God. I mean, is that something that goes deep in your teaching then throughout the year as well?
Well, don't we basically preach love in our gospel message, love of one another, and creatures are given to us by God that we could look after them, therefore we should be kind towards them. That certainly would be our teaching, that we must be kind to animals and not be cruel.
And is there a growing interest in it?
Well, each year the church is full for our ceremony. We let people know about 4 weeks in advance that it will be taking place in case somebody is not interested in a pet blessing during Mass. And many people who come to the Mass, they know they haven't got a pet, but they come along and they're delighted with it, and they talk to us about it. Throughout the year, I've always been asked by somebody, well, will we be having this pet blessing in the coming year? And I say, we will. Please God. And there is interest there. People come. This year I met a gentleman from London. He timed his visit and brought his dog to the ceremony. I met another person from the Cayman Islands who came specially. This lady didn't have her dog with her. We've had people coming from different counties, from County Wexford this year, from County Roscommon, and from the neighbouring counties to Dublin. So there is an interest, and the word has got around about the ceremony.
What about pet funerals? Do you ever do anything about people whose pets die?
I haven't done any pet funerals, I must say. People may tell you that their pet has died, and we show them sympathy and care and perhaps give some advice as to what they might do. My standard advice usually is, if they've lost a pet, is to replace it as soon as possible, because we all know pets are going to pass on just like ourselves do, and sometimes people are heartbroken and they find it very difficult to get another pet, and they say, oh, never again. But normally I would encourage them, if it's at all possible for them, to replace their pet.
Because it is very traumatic for people, isn't it, when a pet dies? But even from the point of view of, if a person has a strong faith and they hope to meet people in the afterlife, could they look forward to meeting their pet in the afterlife?
Well, I don't know that the church has taught anything about that, but they are God's creatures. They're given to us for our benefit, and who's to know that the Lord doesn't allow us to meet up with our pets again. We know that our happiness in heaven will be for eternity, and we know that it will be great, and maybe the Lord does this. We would hope so. People who love their pets would say they would like to meet their pet again. But the church doesn't teach that will actually happen. But I feel it might.